This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura.
We start the show with durable goods, things like washing machines and refrigerators, but also cars and aircraft carriers. The Commerce Department came out with some new data on durable goods for the month of July, and they looked pretty good. When people and businesses fork over money to buy these things, that is usually a good sign. But before you get too excited, well, here's Marketplace's Sabri Benishour.
It takes a lot to get economists hot and bothered, but if you ask them about the durable goods increase, they will say it was
a sharp increase. It was stunning.
Massive.
And then they will say the numbers
look modest, don't have much bearing.
Pretty much irrelevant.
So what is going on? Those gentlemen, by the way, were Gary Thayer with Wells Fargo Advisors, Ben Herzon with Macroeconomic Advisors, and Lou Crandall with Rights and ICAP. They say, first of all, most of that surge in durable goods is due to one company, Boeing. It got a bunch of new orders for expensive airplanes, which is great for the long term. But
a lot of that won't translate into immediate production increase, so you really need to sort of factor that out.
Gary Thayer with Wells Fargo Advisors. So forget airplanes, forget washing machines even. What we should be looking at is something called capital goods. That's the equipment that businesses buy in order to make things businesses will sell. Ben Herzon with Macroeconomic Advisors.
To put equipment in place, businesses have to be confident that they can sell the stuff that that equipment is going to produce.
And those numbers are up 11% over last year, with some revisions that make June look really good, too. It means businesses are more confident. Consumers seem to be, too. Lou Crandall with Rights and ICAP.
There's been a sea change in the way people respond to the questions about whether jobs are plentiful or hard to get.
In 4 months, the number of people who think jobs are easy to get jumped from 13% to 18%, more than that number rose in the past 2 years combined.
I don't think it's a sign that the economy is about to start booming. However, it is reassuring that we may have some momentum going into next year.
A lot of businesses and consumers seem to think so, too. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.